Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
All right, quick roll call as we start this Monday morning on The Burt Show.
Is Bert of the Bert Show here?
Are you here, Bert?
Nope.
Okay. Where is Bert, Tommy?
I called his phone and it kicked into voicemail, which means his phone is off.
I don't even know how to put this into terms that normal, like regular working people would understand. Like it's like showing up to a meeting that your boss planned and then like your boss doesn't show up to the meeting. And then your boss's other boss doesn't show up to the meeting.
Co-boss.
And so then you're just like sitting here at the meeting and you're like, so what do we, he had this planned. He called us here.
It's like we're working a drive through at McDonald's and there are two people, one to cook and one to take the orders.
That's actually happened to me
and
before.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the drive through people don't work.
And you got a whole line of cars lined up around the block.
And worst of all, it's during rush hour and the McFlurry machine is broken again.
It's always broken.
It's always
broken. Yeah, that would be nothing new. Yeah, no,
same,
not at all.
Same here.
So, right. Is Kristen here?
Kristen? Nope.
Nah, I did get a text from her. She was up overnight sick and now she's got a migraine and is not feeling well. So everybody pray for Kristen.
Oh, she feels better.
So mom and dad are out today.
Well, and the kids will play.
Dad's gonna wake up at any moment and let out a few expletives and I'm sure he'll be in.
Should we take a bet to see when he's gonna roll in?
Because he's gonna take 3 hours to get here.
Is he even back in town though? Because he said he was gonna go see the Pods play, the Padres play in DC.
That was
over the weekend.
I think that was a 24-hour Saturday trip.
Was it?
It turned into a 48-hour trip.
Right.
Well, anyway, I'm looking at the schedule and Kristen's up, but it's about this thing she shared on Instagram, or she found on Instagram about a group of friends. Katie, have you seen this? I guess somebody died on the way to Beyonce.
You can't say that and then laugh.
They died on the way to Beyonce.
It's funny because of what they did, because in a weird way, I understand it. So this is from an Instagram page called @RemedyBlog and @RemedyBlog something else. I can't see who else shared it. Anyway, so somebody died on the way to Beyonce and their friends left their friend's body with the paramedics so they didn't miss the Beyonce concert. And people on Twitter are agreeing with them. So there's some people that are saying, you know, if I'm already dead and there's nothing y'all can do, go ahead and cry at the concert. Someone else said, I would def want my friends to go on my behalf. Sorry, B, for dying. And another person said, leave my body. I'll understand. Just promise to cry about me when Beyonce sings Dangerously in Love.
Nah, that's wild.
I wonder if they felt bad when she sang Halo.
So nobody thinks that's wild?
I do. I would low-key... So here's the thing. Logically, yeah, I'm dead. I'm not going to know, so go do your thing. But I would be hurt if I literally died. We were going to Beyonce together. I died, and y'all were like, deuces, gotta go see Queen Bee. And I'd be like, are you serious? Your friend just died, and you're still going to go enjoy a concert? I wouldn't be able to.
See, I initially thought that the friend died, but they weren't together. Like, you're on your way, and you heard and you found out. That would be a little different for me, because you're already on your way. I get it. But if we're together, and I die, and then you look at me and go, ah! And then just keep pushing to the concert. I'm going to feel the way.
But think about it. Okay, we know the right answer is like you should probably stay with the body and make sure the family is contacted and stuff like that, right? But I believe in the afterlife, okay? I've seen Casper a lot of times. So my best friend is there with me in spirit at the concert.
No, your best friend is front row. You still in the nosebleed.
She's on stage with Beyonce.
She's on the horse.
She is riding on the horse at the very end for 16 carriages.
Is still there, and that's all that matters. Like, you know, we just bond together.
Yeah, you know you're spreading out of that concert so you have more dancing room where her seat was.
That's another thing. You got to look at an empty seat the whole time. It's crazy.
All I'm thinking is I got a little extra dancing room now. I'm like,
Listen, one less person in the merch line, okay?
That's true.
Is there an artist that you guys would, if somebody in your party unfortunately passed away on the way to the concert, is there an artist that you'd say, I'd leave him behind?
No, Tommy, because I'm a decent human being.
I'm telling you, if Michael Jackson was still alive and I was going to Michael Jackson and I had waited all my life, I'd be like, well.
If Michael Jackson came back from the dead for like a one night special, then I'd be like, all right, that's a once in a lifetime or death time opportunity.
He gets to come back. My friend doesn't get to come back.
It would have to be an artist that you genuinely think like this might be the last time I could ever get to see him. Mm-hmm. That's the only way I feel like it's justified. Or if they come back from the dead, that's justified too.
Or like a hologram or something. Yeah, I don't know. At first I saw it and I was like, that's crazy. How are you going to leave your friend with the paramedics to go see Beyonce? But I read an article like a week or two ago that this is like the most expensive concert per seat. Like it's like the highest grossing per, like every seat is the most expensive a concert has ever been for Beyonce ever. Like the average is insane. I'm like, you spend like $1,000 on your seats. You know what I mean? Like you can grieve later. You know what I mean?
But that's why they recommend you get ticket insurance for situations like this. Cause you would be able to get refunded, right?
Isn't that the point
of the insurance?
You gotta sell your ticket, I believe.
No, but haven't y'all seen ticket insurance?
If you get the insurance, you get your money back.
Yeah, I never bought the insurance. I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Why would I want the insurance? I want to go see Beyonce.
For situations like this where your friend ends up dead and then you want to get a refund because you want to support your friend and be a good person instead of do what I say and go with them in spirit.
If you're not going to be a good person, you might as well try to sell their ticket on the way to the show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
What I love about reality TV shows is I feel like even when the cameras turn off, the drama still keeps rolling because Love Island is just getting juicier and juicier despite the fact it's been off air for like a week. Unemployment Corps is at the center of all of the ex-Love Island cast members on social media because I feel like every time I log on, they're just doing their little dancey dance, trying to make their brand deals and capitalize on their relevancy for the next couple of weeks until we all get lives and move on from it. But Sierra from Love Island, she is causing a little bit of stir on social media because she is calling out her, I guess, quote-unquote ex from the villa because he's already moved on with the love of his life.
Damn.
I'm very excited about this couple, but I, in a weird way, I do feel for her, but I think she's playing the victim and she doesn't deserve to be. So we're talking about Sierra, and Sierra was the one that had gotten she'd gotten removed from the villa towards the end of the season because there had been photos that had surfaced from her social media where about a year ago she had used a racial slur. So obviously they're like, hey, we have no tolerance policy. We're getting you out of the villa. So she posts on TikTok this trend that's going around where people will post videos or photos of them looking happy. And the caption will say something like, you look happier.
and they will give an explanation as to why they look happier. So she posted on social media over the weekend and said, "You look happier." And it's a photo of her, you know, looking very beachy. And she goes, "Thanks. I booked a flight to Mykonos after surviving the villain edit on reality TV. And I didn't end up with the guy who never actually liked me and wanted my friend the entire time." And everyone saw that. And we were like, "What villain edit?" There was no villain edit.
So Sierra is just the gift that keeps on giving, I think, from Love Island. When I first saw that TikTok and everyone getting in kind of like an uproar about it, I was like, she's just kind of a victim of the rule of thirds for this caption. Because, you know, you need three things in your funny little joke to make it funny. But then I saw she only listed two things. And I realized when she's saying the villain edit, what she's really saying is that she got canceled. Mm-hmm. But she can't say I got canceled and make light of it because people would not be happy, because she was a fan favorite on this season. Her and Nick, I think, were the strongest couple, and people really liked them together, unless they were stands for Nicolandria.
Nicolandria stands, rise up!
People, I wasn't ready.
Yeah. I feel like they're speaking a foreign language.
Absolutely. So let me fill you in.
I love it for you, though.
Let me fill you in on Nicolandria. So Sierra was with this guy named Nick, who's actually from my hometown. So I feel like I'm like his fangirl, because I'm like, oh my God, he's from Jackson. Like, he was very beloved on the show. So I feel like, feel very proud to claim him. And he pretty much, what most people could see the entire time on the show was that he and Sierra's close friend, Alandria, had this incredible chemistry. There was like this one challenge where they have to go into a log cabin and make out, because that's the only thing they do on the show, is like roll around in water in different various liquids and then make out with the other cast members. And so they're like in this log cabin and she's in like these high waist jean booty shorts and her body is tea, face tea. And he's in like this lumberjack outfit and he like shuts the door and it slams and then they just making out and we're like, oh my God, like this is the hottest thing I've ever seen. Like, these two belong together. But he was with Sierra and then they closed off, which is basically like getting married in the villa.
Wait. Hang on a sec. Sorry. Just for clarification. So he's like with a girl and then he makes out with her bestie and that's fine.
But it's a part. It's so weird. It's so incestuous.
It's a challenge. They say it's a challenge. You can do whatever you want in a challenge, even though the challenges are literally just make out with as many people as possible and or just like dance on them or roll around in some sort of mud or jelly, as you mentioned.
It's various liquids and dry humping.
Not
that's
baby
what it
oil
is.
Though, right?
No, that's next season. All right, a lot of people are wondering if Hailey Bieber sold her company for $1 billion just to get Justin Bieber out of debt. If you missed the story, Justin Bieber owes like $30 million to his former manager, Scooter Braun. And Hailey Bieber's people have to come out and and explain that even though the timing is a little suspicious, like none of this was sold so that he could make pay off his debt, despite the fact that he owed, you know, $30 million. But the timing of both Rode Beauty and Rode Skincare getting sold for $1 billion, but then also the fact that he's coming out with a new album, or it came out already, Swag, to me, it looks a little bit like, okay, y'all been so quiet for so long, and it's like all of a sudden we're hearing about this these financial issues you're going through, and it's like all of a sudden we had these cash grabs. You know what I mean? That a lot of people are feeling like, okay, this is all just to like settle some of his debts. But Hailey Bieber's people are saying, absolutely not. That is not the case.
I think probably Hailey said, because it's $1 billion. Like, you could have sold shares of the company for 30 mil to cover the debt. It's a billion and you don't have to work anymore. And you're like, here's the company, give me my cash. Hell yeah. Maybe Justin launching the album is for the money, but what is it, 21 tracks that he dropped? Mm-hmm. Like, that takes a while to record. Maybe he's just ready to come back out and start performing again.
That's what I think. I don't think the two are tied in together. I mean, obviously, we really don't know, but I think he's been working on the music just to work on the music separately. But if she is suing to get his money back, I think he has an amazing partner, and I don't see anything wrong with it.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
All right, Jackson, so you had a wedding mishap that almost ended in a messy disaster?
Well, fortunately, this wasn't me, but I was able to witness something that was almost the craziest disaster that I have ever seen in my entire life.
And you were able to witness it because you go to a wedding once every other week.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. Jackson went to another wedding, okay?
I don't know how you do it.
I don't either, man. It's a lot. It's a lot. And they're all kind of stacking on top of each other. But this one was actually really important because this is like a best friend of mine, okay?
Got you.
So I wasn't just attending this wedding. I was a groomsman for this wedding. So this has been a long time coming and one that I was genuinely very, very excited for. And so because of my, I've been friends with this guy for years. This is like probably my oldest childhood friend that I have at this point still in my life. We still keep in touch regularly. And I had the fortune of being able to walk with his sister-in-law down the aisle. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And his sister-in-law has two children. Okay. All right. Two little boys. Two adorable little boys that are fantastic on most occasions. But as you know, when it comes to the toddler age, you kind of don't really know what you're going to get, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like 2 and 5, I think.
Ooh.
Okay? So an interesting age.
To say the least.
So
every age for kids for me is an interesting age. Like you could be 17 and I'm like, that's an interesting age.
That's actually very true. Especially just because I have no semblance of ages too. They could be like 5 and 10.
I can't tell the difference.
I have no idea.
Yeah. You can't tell the difference between a 5 and 10 year old. Are you kidding?
I really can't.
I can't either.
No. Kindergarten versus middle school?
Who knows?
Yep. Ish. I'm always going to end on an ish.
They grow up so fast these days.
Yep.
And so the way that this venue was the venue was actually, and the ceremony was outside. But obviously, when you're about to walk down the aisle, you and all the other of the wedding party are all inside, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then one at a time, the door opens and people are walking out, right? So me and the sister-in-law are standing there. We're arm in arm and we're having a good time. We're making jokes as the music's playing and there's a couple people going out. And one of the toddlers, the youngest, decides to just start having a meltdown right before we're about to get out there and walk down. Okay.
Of course.
And I'm like, of all times right now. So we're trying to calm him down, offering him dum-dums and like lollipops to like see if we can just quell him for the next little bit. But there was actually a good reason why this child was having a meltdown. And that is because he had a full-blown blowout.
Oh.
You guys know what a good old blowout is.
Yeah.
He must have been really young then.
Yeah.
I mean, you were there last weekend. So you know how it feels.
I'm talking the full up your back, down the side. Like,
oh.
As messy as it could have possibly been. And this is mere moments before us walking down the aisle, okay?
Yep.
And he was supposed to be one of the ring bearers, but I didn't really know what was going on. And this was just a moment of like, I got to keep focused and just stay ahead because I was already nervous because it was really hot out and I'm wearing a tux. Having weddings in July in Atlanta outside is not for the faint of heart, let me tell you. So I was honestly a little bit nervous heading into this. So I was like, this is the last thing that I need to be thinking about right now, right? Let's just carry on and see what happens.
Well, you're just going to abandon the child?
Well, she kind of was like, you know what? It is what it is. There's nothing we can do right now. I can't run and change him right now. So we're just going to tighten everything up and just hope everything stays okay.
that just feels so wrong. I mean,
there's nothing you can do if it's starting. And it's not like you, parents bring changes of clothes, but if you're in a wedding outfit, mm-hmm. like you don't have a, get that kid down the aisle and get him out of there.
Yeah, that's a lot different than like a flower girl throwing petals down the aisle. Something else is going to be falling.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, you're going to be having this kid walk down the aisle and the scent of fresh poop is just going to be wafting to the congregants.
You know, romantic.
And as much as I'm thinking about all of that, as the mother, I'm sure she's thinking about that 100-fold and already freaking out. So I was trying to kind of keep her, you know, feeling as comfortable. I was like, it's all right, it's all right. We're just going to make it through this. We're going to get through this. The ceremony's not supposed to be that long. We're going to get through in and out, and it's all going to be good.
Can you see it, like, on the outfit? Like, is there, like, a massive crap stain?
No, there isn't. It's all internal. But the only reason I know this is because she's the one that checked and was like, by the way, we've got ourselves a problem.
Got it. Okay. Okay. See, I'm thinking, like, people could see it. I'm thinking, okay, got it.
No, but the way she's describing it, it's a horror scene, okay? So me and her, finally, we're next up in line. We're standing there. The music's still playing, and we, you know, our cue happens and we walk on out and it's a beautiful ceremony. Okay. We walk down the aisle. We split ways. I dap up my boy, give mm-hmm. him a hug, tell him I love him. And I'm standing up there in line and I'm like fourth from him at this point. Okay. And then it comes to the point where the little kiddo is supposed to be coming down the aisle. Okay. Mm-hmm. But he's not coming down the aisle because he's the ring bearer. He's coming down the aisle because he's real upset and he just wants to see his mama. Okay. So he starts taking a little jog down the center of the aisle straight towards where the groom is. The bride hasn't walked down at this point. And the groom, my buddy, is real excited to see him. So he picks him up and starts spinning him around. All I can think in my head is there's a splash zone going on right now. Everyone's kind of like, I was freaking out. Me and the sister-in-law are making eye contact with just horror in our eyes, just waiting for something to just fly out the bottom of the pants.
Oh my God, it's like SeaWorld from hell.
It really is. It really is. And Shamu came to play that day.
That was Shamu.
But fortunately, I mean, out of some act of God who was looking down over this couple in this wedding, he gets put down and everything stays nice and contained inside of his outfit. And then the sister-in-law picks him up and just walks him back inside. And then, you know, the kid partied for the rest of the night without a shirt or pants on, but it was fine.
Just a diaper? Yeah. That's my kind of party.
Yeah, he had one of the best nights ever.
I think a bow tie.
The Burt Show. The Burt Show.
I had a thought this morning that one does not often have when you wake up at 5 a.m. Normally, my first thought in the morning is, oh my God, did I oversleep? Oh my God, I gotta make it to the oh my God, it's Tuesday. But my first thought this morning was, I believe I've been abducted by aliens. And I'll tell you why.
What?
I woke up this morning and my first thought was, I am being abducted by aliens. And it has everything to do with my iPhone. So if you've been listening for the last couple of weeks, you know I've had like this long ongoing saga with AT&T and how they won't give me my new iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
I keep going to the AT&T store. I'm stuck there in purgatory for hours. They ordered me a phone. It got stolen. And then I found it. And then I couldn't use it because they said it got stolen. So then I had to send it back. And then I had to order another one again. Well, finally, I got a new iPhone.
Woo!
What I did not know about this new iPhone, because I had such an old iPhone, I mean old, it was like 3 or 4 years old, I had an iPhone 13, is that with this new phone, there is a different default alarm setting that does not sound like the alarm I have woken up to for the last 10 years. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know the default alarm that iPhones have used for the dawn of time?
It's marimba, isn't it?
Yeah, like, it's like, do 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 do. It kind of goes up and down.
Thing. Yes.
It is so triggering. Like anytime I hear it, I'm like, I need to be put into a psych ward. Like I'm going to punch a wall.
I hate all alarm sounds.
Oh my God. When it's in a TV show too, and they let it go on too long, I'm like, I'm going to switch this show off because it gives you anxiety.
Yes.
Like, it starts to like fight or flight. And I'm like, it's a phone tone. Why am I having this reaction?
I know my body can't tell the difference between a tiger and the fact that my alarm is going off of my iPhone. So the marimba or whatever it is has been my alarm for the last 10 years or so. That's what I've been waking up to. This is what I woke up to this morning. That is the first time I've had to use that alarm tone. And to me, I'm like, what is that?
You thought it was over for you?
I thought it was over. I thought I was getting all extraterrestrial. I was like, what? And then I realized it was my iPhone, but I wasn't used to it because in my mind, I'm like, oh, all iPhones are the same. Every time I upgrade my iPhone, it is the exact same tone. So of course, when I hear that going off, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have to say goodbye to my cats. I'm going up into space.
That's the same sound like when you lose your phone. Like, and if you have an Apple Watch, it's got a thing on there where you can hit a button and it starts making that noise that you just played to let you know where it is. And the new upgrade is awesome because it tells you how many feet you are from your phone. And as you get closer, it counts down. And then when you pick it up, it like goes crazy.
Or does it do like a Marco Polo situation?
Oh my God, I wish that was an option.
Hey Siri, Marco. So anyway, I'm happy to be here because I really thought I was going to be up in space today.
You got to get you an app because I don't wake up to the normal alarm sounds at all. Like I get the app that allows you, like, because the sound comes in, it's a little more soothing. It like, it fades in and it fades out. It's a much better way to wake up.
Oh my God, you're like a pro. I've always just done I raw dog the iPhone alarm.
My default.
But I was like, default?
No, absolutely not.
I got a whole
not.
App.
What are you waking up to? Like smooth jazz? What's the app for?
Yeah, you can change it. Like it changes because if it's the same sound every day, I'm going to hate it within a week. So every day it'll give you a different sound or you can make it music. Like you can really make it whatever you want. Just trust me. Get you an app that will wake you up. It is way better than having that same annoying sound every single day.
You've got to pick a song you've already hate because no matter what it is, you're going to get into fight or flight every time it goes off. It could be your favorite song of all time, but you're going to hate it by the end of the week. Okay, I want to talk about my podcast, The Breakup Breakdown, because it was so perfectly timed for something I feel like I've gone through with all of my girl best friends. And I feel like this is the one scenario where I'm the cool girl and all my friends are being a little bit psycho. And so I had to get a therapist on to help talk me off the ledge because I feel like I'm the one that's tripping in my friendships. So the Breakup Breakdown all last week, which by the way is on the Pioneer Network, which is Bird's podcast network. We have to say that legally. And
Not when he's not here.
Even though it's the Bert Show. So the way my podcast works is on Tuesdays we'll release a breakup episode where somebody talks about their breakup, and then we'll do a follow-up episode on Thursday with some kind of psychologist to be like, yeah, this is why you're crazy. So on Tuesday, the episode was all about how a woman felt like her divorce was being influenced by her soon-to-be ex-husband's friend. Basically, he's like planting all these seeds about how divorce is the right option and women are terrible and women are the downfall of society, blah, 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 blah. And so she really feels like his friend is influencing their divorce. And so I got this incredible therapist on. Her name is Lori Poole. She's an LPC. And I'm like, listen, like, I feel like I have to talk my friends off the ledge all the time because they hate their boyfriend's friends. And they feel like they are all terrible influences on their boyfriend. And me, having not been in a serious relationship ever and wanting to be a people pleaser and the cool girlfriend, I always think that my friends are kind of losers for wanting their guy or for their boyfriends to dump their friends that they don't like. So I'm talking to her on this podcast. And of course, you know, she says all the things you expect a therapist to say, like, you know, some friends can't influence your husband to get a divorce if the seed isn't already there. They're just watering the seed in their head of wanting to get divorced or whatever. But I wanted to come to you guys, Mo and Cassie, because you guys are both in serious relationships. What is your opinion on whether or not you think you should have a say on your significant other's friends? Like, do you think you have a right in who they get to be friends with?
I don't think you do. At least I don't think I do. I mean, I feel like her friends were her friends before she met me the majority of the time. And who am I to come into her life and tell her you cannot be friends with somebody whom you have a history with that I may not even fully be aware of? Now, I do think you have every right to be honest and give your opinion if you see things that they may not see, because she's had opinions on friends that I would have never thought would like have the like betray me or anything like, and she saw it long before I did. Mm. So I think you should consider your partner's take on what they see, because they may see something you don't. But as far as like me having final say on who she can or cannot be friends with, I don't think that's the thing.
Now, Cassie, you're married, and I feel like when you've been with someone for 10 years, you've said till death do us part, it changes things a little bit. Like, do you feel like you have more influence because you guys are married?
Yeah, yeah. So we dated for about 10 years before we ever got engaged. So we've been together about 17 now. It makes me realize I'm very lucky, because I've always liked my husband Chad's friends. Like, they're super cool, and I can see each of them are like an extension of him and his personality in different aspects. But I think if there were friends that I didn't like, early on in our relationship, we made a deal, and I told him, you get one veto. If I have a friend who's not like a long, like not a bestie, but there's a friend who you really are like, I don't want you hanging out with them, or I don't like this relationship, or I'm feeling weird, you have one lifetime veto that you can use, but use it well. So we have that, never been used, but I think saying that really just planted the option that like, hey, I'm willing to listen to you and respect your feelings about it. But otherwise, I really don't think that you get have a say on your significant other's friends. I think you can draw a line, say, I'm not hanging out with them. And I think you can point out like, yo, every time you hang out with Joey, you come back like super drunk and you get a DUI. He is not a good influence, and you can use facts to make a case. But I don't think you get that, to me, comes off as controlling. And it's not a partnership if you're trying to control someone.
Have you thought about using the veto before? Like, even if you haven't used it, has it crossed your mind?
Like, literally never.
Really?
Never. I honestly like all of his friends. Wow. I feel like I could hang out with his friends one-on-one without him, and we would probably talk about him in a nice way the whole time. But like, that's, I'm friends with his friends now, and I think that is the marker of a really solid relationship. You can't always define it, but when you can be friends with your significant other's friends, and you don't have to hang out one-on-one, but when y'all can go out and hang out together, then I feel like you're like, okay, I found a good person and who has a good crowd, and so now I feel like I know the person I'm really dating.
That's beautiful. If I had that veto, I would want to use it just because I know I have it in my pocket. Like, it's so much power.
It's like burning a hole in your pocket. All right, you can find the Breakup Breakdown wherever you get your podcast if you want to hear what that guy was doing to influence his friend to get divorced, possibly, maybe.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
We are doing 100 days of Good Goes Round. We're actually on day 50, just 100 straight days trying to help each other out. And we are on, what, day 48 today?
The Burt Show's 100 days of Good Goes Round.
Cassie's going to start this off.
Yeah, so Nando's Peri Peri Chicken, which, by the way, I discovered them in the UK. They used to have a place by my grand's house, and now they're in the States. It's South African Peri Peri Chicken. It's so good. They, because they're South African, they are taking part in the 67 minutes part of community service in honor of Nelson Mandela's birthday, which was on Friday. So the thought is you do 67 minutes of community service to honor Nelson Mandela's 67 years fighting for rights, basically. Mm. Nando's made it easier, and they're like, you know what? 67 seconds. Raid your pantry for 67 seconds. Mm. Bring a bunch of canned goods, non-perishables, and we will give you free chicken and chips. And I was like, yep, I'm in. So I donated canned goods because of Nando's and got some delicious chicken.
That chicken was amazing.
It was so good.
It was so good.
You know what's funny? I've been wanting to try that chicken for like 15 years, ever since Niall from One Direction said that Nando's was his favorite fast food restaurant. But of course, it was only in the UK for, you know, however long. And now it was here. I'm like, it's just in my break room now. I get the chicken.
All right. And Abby helped out this weekend as well.
Yeah, unexpectedly, actually. Yesterday was my cousin's baby shower. She's having a kid in a couple of months, which is crazy to say. And at the baby shower, we made all of these little custom bibs and burp cloths. And there were so many. I mean, there were like 50 people at this baby shower that we ended up making so many that we actually donated some extra to a local NICU in Tampa. So hopefully that'll be a little bright and shiny moment for, you know, moms who are there with their sick babies at the hospital.
And for today, we are going to help a teacher clear her wish list.
Teachers, need help with your classroom needs? Let the Burr Show fam help clear your wish list.
Before we even get into today's, though, it was Louisa. She was a teacher on Friday that was saying, hey, you guys, if you could help me out with my class, that would be great. She's a first grade teacher at High Point Elementary. Her story is great because this is the school that she actually taught in. So she needed a whole bunch of different things like porch goose and clothes. And you guys stepped up big time. One person even donated $500. Here's her thanking you guys.
Hi, Burr Show. This is Miss Addie. I am so incredibly thankful for all the donations that were made to my teacher wish list. We successfully cleared my teacher wish list, and I could not be more grateful. I am so blessed for every single person who donated. A special shout out to Sugar Peach Wax and Mr. Yates, who graduated from High Point in 1969. You guys are truly awesome, and I could not be more thankful for this opportunity that was given to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are going to have the best year yet in first grade.
I'm not sure what Sugar Peach Wax donated, but the gentleman she mentioned, yep, who went to that school in 1969, he took care of the entire $500 for like the discretionary fund,
yeah,
to buy anything. He did it all himself.
This is all such a big deal. Every item she said on her wish list was bought over the weekend. So thanks. She's a second year teacher, right? It's not like she's a seasoned veteran at this. Excuse me. So thank you for Louisa. And then today we're going to work on Caroline, who is an eighth grade math teacher at Pickenville Middle School in Peachtree Corner. She teaches 120 students, many whom are multi-language learners, some who are brand new to English.
Hey, Burr Show. This is Caroline McGowey calling for the Clear My Wish List giveaway. I'm a teacher. I teach eighth grade math at Pickneyville Middle School in Gwinnett County, where I work with around 120 students, and many of whom are multilingual learners. I teach our level ones who are brand new to English. I love what I do, and I try and make math accessible and exciting, but especially for those kids who might be struggling with the language or just adjusting to life here in America for the first time. This year's been kind of a whirlwind. I had my first baby in March, which has been absolutely amazing. She's a beautiful baby girl named Camille, but I did have to end up taking some unpaid maternity leave at the end of the school year. And right in the middle of all of that, my husband winds up switching jobs, which means we had a little stretch where we actually didn't have any income at all. Now that the school year is about to start, we're having to send our daughter to daycare, which, as you can imagine, and most parents know, is incredibly expensive these days. All of that while we're still trying to catch up financially from that unpaid time. My wish list has items that would really make a difference in the classroom. But with everything going on, I just can't swing it myself right now. I'd be so grateful to be considered. Thank you so much for doing this opportunity for teachers. It really means a lot and just says a lot about your show. And I really appreciate it. And y'all are awesome. Thank you so much for your consideration.
I think maybe we tend to forget these teachers that are reaching into their own pockets for their their students have their own kids that they're reaching into their pockets for also.
I know.
So that's why we're trying to clear these wish lists.
I'm looking at her list and it looks very doable, but the most shocking thing on it for me are the number two pencils. I had no idea that they still use number two pencils
right.
in school.
Right.
But that was, I didn't know that was a thing.
All right, if you guys can help out with some of these items on this wish list, and if you're new around here, we don't ask you to clear the whole thing, just one person. We ask you just to get one item like number two pencils or a couple of other things that'll probably run you less than $20, and then maybe tomorrow morning we can come in here and say we helped out another teacher clear their entire wish list. So her wish list is online right now at thebirdshow.com.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.